Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crimes.
Greetings, everyone. This is Ruth Fairfax Frazier with FACT, Building Community Strengthening Nations, and we have a very esteemed guest joining us today, Mr. Gary Rich, Chicago Lighthouse Board Member and Chair of the Chicago Lighthouse Board of Directors. Mr. Rich has a BA in Economics from Ohio State University. Gary has recently retired after almost 50 years in marketing and direct-to-consumer businesses. Gary has had extensive experience running call centers as president of Magazine Marketplace and president of the ITC Group Publishing Division, specializing in both inbound and outbound customer service centers. Having a lifelong passion and a keen understanding of marketing, he is also interested in expanding the Chicago Lighthouse brand by utilizing social media outlets, including bloggers and other social media influencers, to expand the awareness of the Chicago Lighthouse and the services that we offer here. Welcome to the program, Mr. Rich.
Thank you very much. My pleasure to be here.
Sir, can you expand on your background just a little for our audience?
My background is typical, I think, of many people. You graduate with an undergrad degree in economics. There's not much you can do as an economics major in pure economics with only a bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. I had a number of jobs. I was a production planner. And then I went to a shoe manufacturing company by the name of Julian and Cocaine, spelled K-O-K-E-N-G-E, just so there's no misunderstanding. We manufactured sensible women's shoes. Dr. Locke was a famous brand, black shoes with shoelaces all the way up to the ankle. But what happened to me there was what many people experience, a life-changing experience. I was asked to do a study because we had 120 lasts, and for those of you who don't know, a last is what shoes are built around. It's a piece of wood that you start stapling leather and other pieces and shaping, which ultimately turns into a shoe. And what we saw is we had 120 lasts, and when I was asked to do an analysis because we were losing money, I said, you know, 85% of our business comes on 10 lasts. Get rid of the rest. Let's get some efficiency in the manufacturing operation, and let's go out and sell it. And, in fact, I was a young kid at the time, maybe 23. They actually listened to me because it made sense. They didn't do everything I suggested. They did a lot of it, and the company turned around and started making money. When I was doing that analysis and writing it up, that's when I first realized I had a knack for and an interest in business, marketing, and building businesses and reviving businesses.
Well, that is a wonderful story. And may I ask you, sir, what attracted you to the Chicago Lighthouse, and how long have you been involved here?
That's a very good question. I used to say to people, any organization that would like to have me as a board member is not an organization I'd want to be part of. It's really a ripoff of Groucho Marx's statement about joining organizations. However, the exception is the Chicago Lighthouse for the blind and low vision people. I've known Dr. Janet Slick for about 20 years approximately. Our daughters actually went to preschool together at a Montessori school, and we became social friends over the years. And probably 10 years ago, she started saying, Gary, and this is after she came over to the Chicago Lighthouse from University of Illinois, Chicago, where she was a top-notch researcher, said, Gary, I'm on the board of the Chicago Lighthouse. Did you ever think about joining the board? I said, oh, I don't know about that. But what happened is I had a handyman business at the time in the city of Chicago, and we actually did volunteer services to the Lighthouse. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. Every one of my service technicians, when I sent them here to do work, was moved by the organization. My favorite story is one of my technicians was actually going to install a new countertop and cabinets that Dr. Slick had gotten for free somewhere, very nice ones, granite tops. But to do that, we had to move a water fountain in a break room and adjust things so, you know, it would be set and would look right. And the second day of the project, I come in and my service technician's talking to a blind client, 100% blind, not just low vision. And I hear him saying to the client, says, what do you think? Should I move this a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right? And the blind client says, I think about 3 inches to the left would be perfect. This is the kind of environment. I discovered early on as we did volunteer that and other projects that the Lighthouse was a happy place. So eventually I sold my business and retired, and Dr. Slick again approached me and said, Gary, would you like to join the board? I said, well, I don't know what I have to offer, but, you know, it's a great organization. I'll give it a try. So about 7 years ago, I became a board member. About 5 years into the membership, I became the board chair. I always joke and say it's because nobody else wanted the job. That's not completely true. I had the time, and I loved what we were doing. And I thought that my skill set in terms of how do we grow profit centers to support our mission, which is nonprofit, and it turned out we got into the call center business in a very big way. I had a lot of experience doing that. I understood how to negotiate contracts, how to staff them, how to manage them. And it was a natural fit because that's become a major, major source of funds for the organization. So I got involved in that. And then I got involved in the marketing committee. And we realized that we're a great organization. How can I put it? This is probably the greatest nonprofit in the city of Chicago as far as I'm concerned. But because we're a low incidence business, by that I mean 3.3% of Americans are blind. Of 300 million population, only 0.3% are blind. About 3% have low vision and blindness. It's still a very small number. So the issue is, okay, how do we reach out to people to A, let them know about our services, B, provide the services, and C, generate interest in terms of people who become donors, et cetera, to this organization. It's a massive marketing challenge because you have a very small target audience. So we've been working on that ever since the day I joined the organization. As my wife likes to say, keeps me out of her hair being here. I'm probably here an average of 3 days a week. I'm mentally stimulated, so I'm not going to sleep saying, what am I going to do tomorrow, except I don't golf, so that wasn't an option. And really, I feel like I can help make a difference to one of the great organizations in Chicago. So that's kind of how I got involved and the natural evolution, not only discovering a love for what we do, but feeling I can make a difference while I'm on the board here.
Wonderful. From everything we're experiencing here at the Chicago Lighthouse, you have been the best chair of the board of the Chicago Lighthouse, and we truly, truly appreciate you, Gary.
Well, now, thanks for saying that, but I've got to say there's a long, distinguished history of chairman. So, you know, that remains to be proven. But I'm in my first year of the chairmanship. We're doing great. We're expanding our programs. We're looking at potentially coming up with disabled housing at a discounted price for people in the area. I mean, we're reaching out, and because of our call center businesses and the dollars they generate, we're able to do more to serve the community that we're here for.
Well, tell us more about your major goals.
Wow. Where do I start? My first goal, when I joined the board, we were actually losing money every year. This year, we're going to actually have a surplus.
Wonderful.
And last year, I believe we had a surplus. So we've slowly but surely gotten past the day-to-day issue of, you know, we can only borrow money from our endowment fund or from our line of credit so far. At some point, you have to become self-supporting. By self-supporting, I mean just by what we generate. Obviously, donors and people that support us are a very, very important part of it, but we also have to do what we can do to generate revenues to keep the organization vibrant. My long-term goal is to make sure when I'm done as board chair, we're in a financial situation that we've been around for 111 years. We'll be around for at least another 100 years because we'll be on financial stable footing. So that's the major, major goal. Mm-hmm. Second to that is coming up with programs and opportunities that support our mission, which is low vision people, blind people, people multi-disabled, and veterans, which is a new part of our mission. We're making great progress in all those areas. I would say to anybody that's listening to this, if you truly want to understand what this organization is about, come here and take a tour. You will be moved. We start with programs from birth to three. We actually have integrated children who are blind and multi-disabled with people that have no issues whatsoever. They've learned to be kind to each other. They've learned how to put up with each other. I mean, this is something our society is so necessary. You know, someone that's different isn't somebody to be feared. It's somebody, if you understand them, they're no different than you. They happen to be, you know, disabled in some way, but doesn't mean they're not good people, they're not nice people, they aren't people you could have fun with. And so we started at a very early age. Then we have programs going up through a seniors program. I was at our seniors Christmas party this year. And talk about people know how to have fun and like to have fun. They are a great bunch of people. And what we provide for them is an environment they can come on a regular basis, have socialization, develop friendships, have a sense of community, which is so important. I mean, people live longer, are happier when they have that socialization and a sense of community. So we offer a sense of community starting from, I say birth to grave, and Dr. Slick gets over and says, Gary, don't talk about death. Okay. So we have programs from people who are young to people that are old. Mm-hmm. So, you know, take a tour. I can't emphasize enough. If you do take a tour and not moved, you're not human. It's really that clear. Everybody comes or takes a tour wants to know how they can do something to help the organization or become more involved.
Well, you know, you also have, speaking of fun, a band here at the Lighthouse. Can you tell us what that is?
Which band are you referring to?
Vision Quest.
Oh, Vision Quest. My age group, the 70s, the 80s music, that's what they do. Mm-hmm. They are really good. A good friend of mine who's on the board, Larry Broutman, among others, hires the band to come do his events. He, by the way, does books that we get half the profits as they are published, along with Access Living. And every one of his book launches, Vision Quest is there. Mm-hmm. They come in, and they all have various disabilities, some just vision, others multi-disabled. But once they start playing, it's magic. Mm-hmm. The music is fabulous. They come out of themselves. And by the way, they have a place to come. They practice 3 or 5 times a week. I'm not sure exactly. Every time I'm here, their music is in the hallways. Mm-hmm. Great group of people. By the way, if anybody has an event, we'd be glad to, you know, provide musical entertainment. They're really good. And they're a great group of people. I've known them. I've gone to funerals for members that have died there much too early, but some of their illnesses that's caused that. It's a very tight-knit group. It's a very competitive group internally about, you know, making their music better and better. And they're a fun group of people. I mean, it's just typical of all the programs and opportunities the Lighthouse offers. We have something for everybody.
Well, what is the website? How can we find out more?
Good question. Anybody wants to know more about us, it's www.chicagolighthouse, that's one word, .org. Not .com, it's .org. Okay. Keep that in mind. And you can see the various programs we offer there, ways to get involved with the organization. If you'd like to donate, there's a donate button. We always encourage that, of course.
And volunteers.
And volunteers. We have people that read to the blind, any number of programs. You don't know what you can offer until you find out what the needs are. And you know, we've never turned anybody away, as far as I know. We just do so much in the community that, you know, there's something for everybody if you want to be involved.
Well, what are the major challenges facing the Chicago Lighthouse today?
Major challenges. I guess the biggest challenge, which we're well on the way of solving, was financial stability. Like most nonprofits, after the Great Recession of 2008, federal funding, state funding, local funding dried up. Mm-hmm. We had to find a way to replace that, because we had a population that was growing that needed our help. But, you know, if you're not in business, you can't help people. Mm-hmm. So we've developed businesses that generate revenues to support our mission, which are nonprofit, you know, type mm-hmm. projects. We've been very successful with that. I think looking to the future, that'll always be an issue. You always want to generate the mm-hmm. revenue to grow and offer more and bigger programs to support more people. I mean, for example, we have a youth movement, in a summer youth movement in the summer, and it's funded for maybe 5 children. Well, next year, because of a grant we got from someone who saw the program, understood the program, we're going to be able to do 10 children or more. Okay. The point is, we want to offer more programs to integrate those people, especially blind people and very low vision people. They are isolated. I can tell you story after story of we've gotten them involved, they became the best of friends. Last year, we had two individuals speaking at our casino night, which I'll talk about a little bit more later. But they are college graduates. One went blind, I believe, in college. One may have been blind most of his life. Neither one had a job. They came to Chicago. One moved from, I think, was Indiana. I forget exactly where. But the point is, blind person, knew nobody, moved to Chicago, had employment in our call centers, because our call centers have adaptive technology. If you're blind, you can work. Mm-hmm. We have technology to overcome your sightlessness or your low vision. And they became the best of friends and roommates. They told their story for 5 minutes before we started Texas Hold'em and Casino Night. Everybody there was moved. These are two individuals telling their story. The more financial wherewithal we have, the more stories like that we can tell, because we'll be able to support more and more people like that. It's a wonderful thing.
Well, as a nonprofit, what would you say are the greatest strengths here with the Chicago Lighthouse?
I think we're very well tied into the local community, government, as well as other agencies, nonprofit agencies that support people. Mm-hmm. We're able to work very effectively with them to improve programs, to generate new ideas, generate new programs, and basically support the whole community of people with needs. Mm-hmm. People with needs can be very productive members of society. They may need a little extra support. Corporations need to be educated that blind people, not only, you know, we have our own experience. Give you an example. In the call centers, people who are blind, the turnover rate for people with disabilities is much lower than the general population that has no disabilities. They're more loyal. It's harder for them to get a job. They do outstanding work. And that's important to ongoing business, to have people you can depend upon that are going to be there for the long term. Mm-hmm. So there's just so many things we do locally with organizations. We work with the mayor's office and aldermen trying to opened up a new call center in a area southwest Chicago that's underdeveloped. People have no jobs, very high unemployment, and they need opportunities. So we're looking to, you know, we would support our own people, you know, people with blindness and multiple disabilities, things like that. But we also will help the community in general. So I think, you know, we as an organization, as we're getting more financial stability, as we're earning our spurs, learning what we can and can't do in the business world, we're able to not help just our immediate mission people, but other people in the city of Chicago, which I think is a terrific thing that we're able to do that.
Yes. Now, what is your long-term vision for the Lighthouse?
Long-term? Well, for me, it's short-term. I'm going to be retiring from here in 2 years after my board chairmanship is done.
But what you do today is going to set the tone for what comes.
Right. The base we're building today of being, we have to be a nonprofit, but we have to think like a business. You know, you can't be everything to everybody. So we've set the tone, we've set the direction, we've started and are very successful in call center businesses, which will continue to grow, which means we'll be able to help more people. So really, for the future, you know, things change over time. I don't know where we'll be 10 years from now. But like I said, my long-term goal is we have the financial stability to serve our mission, to serve the community that's part of our mission, and to expand it perhaps where it makes sense, where we can help people like the underprivileged people in certain parts of the city. There's no jobs available to provide them with not only a job. I mean, it's more than a job. It's the ability to have a good sense of worth, that you have a job you go to every day, that you have a chance to grow, you have a chance to be in a social environment where you work, where it's positive, not negative. These are, I mean, you can't put a price on it. Mm-hmm. And government can't solve it alone. It's going to be a mixture of private industry and government. And we're trying to bridge the gap. And I think so far we got a good start on it. We'll see where it ends.
Well, there are a lot of events coming up here associated with the Lighthouse. But before we start on that, I just want you to comment on one more initiative that you guys have taken here at the Lighthouse that I think is phenomenal. And that is, the Lighthouse is known for being one of the few clock factories left in the United States. And now the clocks that we've seen in public schools and in military bases are now available for the public, and they're with designs that everyone can enjoy. Can you just take a second and tell us about that?
Take more than a second. Historically, we are the only blind clock manufacturer in America, and one of the few manufacturers still around. It started as a government program where if someone is part of the federal government, they say they have to buy the basic clock from us if they're going to buy a clock. So that's a built-in audience. But we expanded that with office clocks to the commercial sector, the non-government sector, a number of years ago. And you know, that business has been great, and that's really the only profit center we had at one time. Mm-hmm. And right now we employ about 26 people in that area. We recently did a number of tests. Target stores did a wonderful thing. They allowed us to develop some fashion clocks and some local clocks to sell in their stores. The sales have been terrific. There's three different clocks that have been really big sellers. One is the clock faces the route of the CTA trains. Mm-hmm. Another one is the City of Chicago flag. And then we have children's clocks, adult clocks. They are in the process now of allowing us to go and online. We're waiting for the final details, but once we go online, anybody that shops at Target can go online, find the clocks. And we also introduced what we call our fashion clocks, which have sold pretty well. It's you know, colors and designs that are fashionable. We have a consultant who shows us the kinds of clocks that are hot colors, hot fashions. This is what's selling. Mm-hmm. So that's a way to grow that business and expand into different markets. Overstock.com, we just did a presentation with them. We expect to have our fashion clocks there. We also discovered in Chicago, the Chicago Flag and the Chicago CTA route clocks were phenomenal sellers. And we can take the same concept to major metropolitan cities and develop those. So anybody goes online, we'll see those. And the beauty is, because we manufacture our own clocks, we can manufacture on-demand one clock or five clocks. We don't have to have 100 of each version in storage and in inventory, which is costly. We literally can manufacture to demand. So that's a great growth area there. We also, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, we were at the Cubs convention this year. Are you aware of that?
I'm anxious to learn.
Okay. We actually, at the last minute, a booth opened up, so we went to the Cubs convention. We sold 160 clocks over a couple of days of the convention. We had lines of people learning about us that were getting in the way of other vendors who were complaining because our lines, because we had a spin the wheel event to get people there. From that, what does that mean? Well, we show there's a great interest, and the next step will be to talk to Cubs to get into their souvenir shops with our clocks. So we're just learning about ways to market our clocks outside traditional channels, and we're having a significant amount of success. It'll take years for that market probably to fully develop, but everything we've touched so far has worked out very, very well. So that's our clock business that we're trying to rejuvenate through fashion clocks and going outside traditional channels of sales.
And this is an example of what I was saying, that, you know, you plant the seeds now for what you'll be able to harvest later. So when I said, what does the future look for like for the Chicago Lighthouse? Well, it's all dependent on what you do today. And you're doing a wonderful job here, and we truly appreciate you.
Well, thank you. I can't take the credit. I mean, we have a wonderful staff. I mean, that's the other thing about the Chicago Lighthouse. The staff here, it's not just a job for them. It's a mission. And it's so obvious in everything we do, the attitudes towards patients and clients, the effort people give, and the way they feel about the organization. I mean, I walk the halls, and I'm pretty sociable, and I've gotten to know a lot of people here. Mm-hmm. And it's very consistent. I mean, if someone doesn't fit that culture, they don't last very long here, because you have to care to be successful at the Chicago Lighthouse.
Well, speaking of caring, share some of the events that are coming up.
My turn to shill. I'm happy to do it. This Saturday, there is an event that we're co-sponsoring with American Theater Company. It's on Saturday at about 2 o'clock, I believe it is. Tickets are $35. Those are discounted prices. What's interesting is the performance starts at 2 o'clock, but at 12:30, blind people were going to get a touch tour and talk to the actors before the actual play starts behind the scenes. We've done that before with them. I think we did it with Xanadu. By the way, that Xanadu production was on roller skates. If you've got to see it to believe it. I went there. It was quite interesting. So anybody that's interesting, you can get tickets through us, of course, at our web address, which we previously gave, or you can go to American Theater Company, and they would be atcweb.org. Again, it's $35. 12:30 is the conversation with the director there and a touch tour, an actor introduction. 2 o'clock to 3:45 is the performance, and there'll be a short reception at 4 o'clock afterwards if you can make it. The next event I'd like to talk about is youth transition. I already spoke a little bit about that, how for many youth who are blind and don't have jobs and don't have any potential for jobs in their mind, they literally stayed home all day. They're isolated. I can tell you a couple of stories, but these people got involved in a different youth transition program that I'm going to talk about in a minute. But with Marino, what's the name of the of the supermarket? Marino's?
Mariano's.
I'm sorry. I'm a guy. What do I know? Anyway, they got involved in a youth transition program, and it's just going to be 2 weeks of actually working. P.S., three or four of them got permanent jobs and now are self-productive. They're not just in bed all day eating, listening to music, going to bed. They have friendships. They have an income. They have self-worth. They have self-image. So youth transition programs take a lot of different forms. The one I'm going to talk about, though, is America Blind Skiing Foundation. It's actually a ski trip. Now, space is limited. It's first come, first serve. You have to be 15 to 24 years old. There will be instruction from certified ski instructors. There's no charge for the event. Lunch isn't included, so you got to bring lunch money or a lunch pail. Either way would do it. If you have any interest in skiing whatsoever, this is for you. We also have a junior board in the city and an associate board in the suburbs. Associate board is made up of North Shore women, and they do a lot of events that support us, a house and garden walk, among others. They have coming up on Wednesday, March 7th at 10:30 a.m. at Northmore Country Club in Highland Park, what they call Games Galore. It's Mahjong, Canasta, Bridge, and more. All games, by the way, I don't play, so this would not be an event for me, but maybe it's an event for you. If you get tickets now, it's $80. Tickets at the door are $100. Lunch will be served, and you're welcome to bring your marked Canasta cards, only kidding, Mahjong set, and Bridge cards, or any other games you might like to enjoy. If you have any questions, you can call Melissa Wittenberg, and she can give you more details. Melissa is our director of our Glenview facility. We call it the Lighthouse North, and her number is 847-510-2060. And her email address is Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, Wittenberg, Wittenberg, at ChicagoLighthouse, oneword.org. And she can easily tell you what to do to sign up for that. Now, the next event is my personal favorite, and it's not just because I'm the co-chair. It's just because it's a heck of a lot of fun, and I get to eat and drink to my heart's desire. And if my wife is listening, ignore the dessert part. They have the best desserts at Gibson's. It's Raising the Stakes for Vision. It's Thursday, March 1st. It's at Gibson's Steakhouse on Rush Street. It's $200 if you sign up before the day of the event for Texas Hold'em Poker. There's a $10,000 top prize seat at the World Series of Poker. If you don't want to go there, we have alternatives you can choose from. There's a whole bunch of prizes that you can potentially win, things like three-night stay at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. We have gift certificates to Rivers and Horseshoe Casinos, Chicago hotel stays, great restaurant gift certificates, and other items from ABT Electronics. We actually had, I think, two 55-inch screen TVs as gifts, prizes last year. So there's a lot of prizes. It starts at, I think, 5:30. The cards fly at 7, as they say. Look, for the price of admission, $200 for poker, $150 for casino, you get Gibson's food. You get Gibson's desserts, an open bar, premium drinks all night long. And did I mention the desserts? Their chocolate cake is unbelievable. It's the biggest cake in terms of height I've ever seen, and it tastes so good.
Chocolate cake is my favorite.
And I had one of everything, and there was more than just cake, and it was delicious. Took me a month to take the pounds off, but it was well worth it. You don't have to be an experienced poker player. If you go to our website, ChicagoLighthouse.org, and look it up, you'll see there's actually something that talks to you about how to play Texas Hold'em. Last year's winner he played poker once or twice in his life. He won the top prize, so you don't have to be the best. Also, early on, we're going to have the co-chair of the event, Jeff Jackson, a well-known casino hawk who likes to go to Vegas. And also, I might add, the husband of Dr. Slick, the CEO and executive director of the Lighthouse, he will be having classes where he can actually play and see how it goes. Mm-hmm. Casino part, we have blackjack, we have craps. The chairman, the prior chairman of the board before me, he was at the craps. I got to tell this story. He was at the craps table, and he was really hot. So he comes over to me at the poker table, and I've never seen him smile so much in my life. He says, "Gary, look at all the chips I won. Where do I cash them in?" His name's Dick. I said, "Dick, this is a charity event. You don't cash them in. You get tickets to enter into different sweepstakes." Says, "I don't get cash." I said, "No, that's why it's called a charity event." So even the experienced people here get carried away and forget what it's about. But it is probably, last year what people said as the night was gone, they came up to me, said, "Gary, this is probably the most different event the Lighthouse has compared to everything we do. And all of our events are terrific, including our annual gala. But this one is just a pure fun event. Everybody's having a great time. I'm sure the liquor doesn't hurt that they're having such a great time. But it is well organized. It's you'll be out of there by, well, if you're winning, you'll be there out of there by 11:30. If you're not winning, you can be out of there earlier. It's a great social event. It's a great fundraiser for the organization. And by the way, I talked about how people came up and they said, it's such a great event. I'm going to tell my friends. We just announced it. It's going to be March 1st. And already ticket sales are running 40% ahead of last year. So it's not limited, but there are a limited number of seats. So please don't hesitate. If you're interested, chicagolighthouse.org. Take a look at Raising the Stakes for Vision button. Hit it. You can purchase tickets that way. Or you can call Lindsay Inglis. And do you have her number? I don't think I have it.
Well, we can call the main number, which is 312-666-1331, and ask for Lindsay.
And that's all the events I have to talk about today.
Well, we want to thank you, Mr. Gary Rich, for being such a wonderful guest here on Chris Radio. You have to promise to come back and tell us how much fun everyone had at this event.
That will be my pleasure.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to FACT, Building Community, Strengthening Nations. Have a great week now. Bye.